Well, today is the day we welcome St. Nicholas into our midst. It's become an annual part of our year that we live together here at St. Paul's, and St. Nicholas will be with us in a little while. Today is also the second Sunday of Advent, a really special season in our church year, and I'd like to share some thoughts this morning that kind of look at those two complementing each other, St. Nicholas's visit and this season of Advent, offering more this morning of a homilette than a homily. During this season of Advent, I've been doing some reading and praying and meditation, and there's a line of a spiritual writer that I've been reading that really struck me recently, and it's a line that I've been kind of resting with through this season of Advent. It's a very short line, and it's simple. And the line is, the darkness never really goes away. Very short, very brief. The darkness never really goes away. I heard that phrase, and it really kind of spoke to me. I don't know if it speaks to you, but I'd like to share my thoughts on that line this morning. So often when we walk as people of faith, we believe we walk in the light. We walk in the way of Christ, and oftentimes when darkness comes upon us, I mean, by darkness, I mean challenges in our lives, sickness, illness, difficulties with relationships, with children, with parents, with work, with career, just things that happen in our lives, I'll hear folks sometimes say, I don't know, I mean, I believe in God, I pray, why is this happening to me? Why does this stuff happen to me? I think at a lower level, a deeper level, not lower, deeper level, we sometimes think that somehow walking the faith journey eliminates some of that darkness from our lives. And you'll hear this kind of proclaimed. I don't know if you drive around town. I like to sometimes look at these churches that have little sayings on their boards. A lot of them, to be honest with you, drive me crazy because I don't agree with them. But there's sometimes this sense that, you know, believe in Jesus and just live in joy. You know, this idea that we're just always smiling. And I think that's an unfair way of looking at this journey that we walk together. In our gospel reading today, John the Baptizer is preparing the way for this coming of Jesus, who we know to be Jesus, the Messiah, who comes into our midst. And one of the images often used is Jesus is the light of the world. And if you remember the verse very closely where it says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Notice this, that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. It doesn't say the light disperses the darkness. But rather, in the midst of those challenging times in our lives, we are people of the light, and we need to proclaim that light in the midst of a dark, whether it's our own lives or the world around us, the world needs that light. And to me, Advent is a time to reflect on that a bit. I just always feel that Advent comes at the wrong time of the year. It comes just before Christmas. Say, well, that's like saying Lent shouldn't come before Easter. Isn't Advent a time to prepare for Christmas? Well, yes, but that's not the full meaning of it. Advent is really to await the fullness of Christ in this world. And so we are a people who are watching and waiting for the fullness of that light, the fullness of that life. And of course, we celebrate its implosion into this created world at Christmas, the incarnation. But I think sometimes the invitation that Advent gives us or offers us gets lost. We all know that. It gets lost in all that we're about and all that we're doing. And so I wish it was at another time of the year. But it's a time to really reflect a bit on that, and I don't mean by, you know, reflecting on the darkness, like this is some sort of depressing kind of, you know, the darkness. But there is darkness. There's darkness in our world. There's injustice, there's war, there's violence, there's cultural wars, religious. I mean, you look around, and in our own lives, there's darkness in our lives, illnesses, challenges, relationships. I oftentimes think that healing, the desire for healing, comes from that sense of wanting more of that light. You know, when folks come on Sundays to our healing station, or, you know, if that's not something you feel called to, you just, in your own life, your own prayer, your own reflection, looking for healing from things that are going on in your life, I think in some ways it's almost like we're saying, the darkness is just getting too dark. I need a little more light, you know? I need a little more light here. I need to grasp that light and get a little more. To me, that's a little bit more of healing, getting a bigger sense of that light among us. The darkness doesn't always go away, but we're called to be a light in the darkness and not let the darkness overcome us, not let the darkness overcome the light. And that, to me, is the journey that we walk together here at St. Paul's, in our world, in our community. And St. Nicholas comes today to visit with us. An example, I think, of some light in a world. 450 children will receive gifts through your generosity, your giving selflessly, just going out and purchasing things and just giving them and being a light in the lives of so many children. It's just a small example of that way of being generous and offering something that we have to make a difference. In the day of a life of a child, it's a special moment. And on a deeper level, how can we do that more? How can we bring about that light? So I offer that thought to you today as we walk through this season of Advent, this time of watching and waiting. In a sense, Advent is not really a four-week period. In many ways, Advent it's always a part of our lives. Always watching and waiting for the fullness of that light. And we are a part of that light. We need each other to live into that light. We need each other to reach out at times when the darkness becomes overwhelming, to touch that light again, and to let it shine in this world. We can make a difference. We're called to be a light in a world that needs that light in so many ways.